Showstoppers. I am Nicole Sproul, speech and voice specialist and founder of SproulStudio.com. I'm also founder of a speech and voice blog entitled The Articulate Lady. I wanted to come to you today and share a secret on how to acquire a Southern accent. Here's a little secret. In the South, many Southerners substitute the short I as in it for the short E as in ed. For example, a safety pin is a fastener, but a writing pen is a writing utensil. In the South, pin is interchangeable with pen, so you may hear someone say, I need to borrow a pen versus I need to borrow a pen. You will also see this in names. A guy named Benjamin, his name may be pronounced Benjamin in the South. So someone will say, hi Benjamin, instead of hi Benjamin. So in other parts of the country, the E is very distinguished, as in pen and Ben, but in the South, the short I is interchangeable. So it's Ben and pen. So pen instead of pen and Ben instead of Ben. You'll also hear it in this word. There sure were a lot of men in the store versus men. So men, pen, Ben. That's a sure way to practice your Southern accent by using the short I instead of the short E. So that's a secret that you can use to practice learning a Southern accent. If you would like to know more about dialect coaching or softening or regional accent, visit my website at thesproulstudio.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at The Articulate Lady, and you can find me on Facebook, The Sproul Studio for Speech and Voice. I am Nicole Sproul, Speech and Voice Specialist, and founder of SproulStudio.com. Here, we are molding beauty.